Hi, I'm Marcus Edwards, and I'm interested in talking to people who are interested in talking to people who are interested in having a conversation about their future. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Recruiting Trailblazers. Hey, it's Marcus here from Recruiting Trailblazers, and I just wanted to take a second to thank my sponsor of the last few months, Great Recruiters. Great Recruiters is an incredible platform that allows you to build your online reputation as a great recruiter by collecting and leveraging your client and candidate reviews. The thing I really like about the Great Recruiters platform is that it automates the review gathering process and then turns those reviews into highly leverageable recruiting assets that you can then use to attract both clients and passive candidates. Also, it really shines a light on your candidate experience, thus empowering you to level up the service you provide and totally crush the competition. Anyway, suffice to say, I'm a big fan. Thank you to Great Recruiters. And if you're interested in hearing more, please reach out to me or Adam Conrad over at Great Recruiters, or just hop on to greatrecruiters.com/trailblazers and get a couple of months free. Thanks a lot. Now, whilst I don't have an interview for you this week, I do actually have a great joke for you and some choice words about procrastination as a recruiter. So check this out. So remember in the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, he's on the island with a ton of FedEx packages and a bunch of coconuts, and of course his best friend Wilson the volleyball, and he's trying to figure out how to start a fire. So he gathers some brush and some sticks of wood and gets to work. Many hours later, with only bleeding hands and a puff of smoke to show for it, he has his epiphany. "The air got to it," he exclaims, as he finally realizes that oxygen was the missing ingredient and he succeeds in his quest to make fire. Oh, and by the way, I love that movie and I've seen it many times, but it was only today that I realized the significance of his character's name in the film, Chuck Noland. See no land. Get it? Anyway, making fire from scratch isn't so very different from recruiting. First, you need the right ingredients, kindling, then oxygen, and finally a spark to achieve combustion. In recruiting, it's not so different, but instead of kindling, you need prospects. Instead of oxygen, you need an email address or LinkedIn recruiter. And instead of a spark, you need an impactful message to light up your prospect and get them to respond. And the net result of all of this should be a blazing fire of candidates ready for you to interview, submit, negotiate, and close. Now, all of this amounts to a lot of effort and it never gets any easier. But it's important to remember what we're doing and why we're doing it. We're in the business of creating opportunities to have meaningful conversations with prospect candidates and then execute on these opportunities to build relationships, fill positions, and change people's lives for the better. Come rain or shine, we have to put the work in every single day. My old boss used a different metaphor. She used to call it shoveling coal. She said the only way to keep the train from stalling is to shovel coal every morning. Now that's quite a harsh way of looking at it because, of course, you know, we're aiming to have meaningful conversations with talented people every day. But from a rinse and repeat perspective, she's right. You've got to block the time, plan your approach, and stay focused to get the work done. And in many ways, the shoveling coal metaphor does work because it is hard work. It is repetitive, but it's essential in order to keep things moving in the right direction. The impediment to action here is most likely procrastination. If you don't block the time and set some goals, you'll probably find something more fun to do. So combat and defeat procrastination by calendaring or blocking the time to focus on the more arduous of activities. It's a bit like going to the gym or a spin class. If you put it in your calendar or sign up for the class, you ratchet up your accountability and then showing up is the only option. Furthermore, avoid taking a piecemeal approach to this kind of work and create a system that works for you. For example, source 25 qualified candidates into a project, write a custom template that speaks specifically to that group or segment, and then take a few minutes to customize each message to maximize your impact and therefore your responses. Boom, 90 minutes of undisturbed, focused, deep work that will hopefully drive the results that you're looking for. And going back to my gym analogy, you'll also feel great when you've finished. Now, all this sounds easy, but I know recruiters. And without painting with too broad of a brush, we're uncontrollably drawn to the action. You know, the candidates already in the pipeline, the interviews we need to schedule, the prep calls we need to make, the debriefs, the follow-ups, the offers, the counter-offers, almost anything that will keep us from starting that fire or shoveling enough coal. Which reminds me of a joke I heard recently, as told by the late Norm Macdonald, and it goes like this. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. "What's wrong?" asks the podiatrist. The moth replies, "Doc, I hate my career. My marriage is failing. My relationships with my children are terrible. Sometimes it's all too much to bear. I just don't know where to turn." "You need help," replies the doctor, "but you need a psychiatrist, not a podiatrist. Why did you come here?" "Because," the moth replies, "the light was on." Now, I love that joke because that's us. That's us recruiters. We're drawn to the light. We're eager to get where the action is, ready to notch up another win, but often to the detriment of the work we know that we should be doing that doesn't necessarily pay immediate rewards. The foundational work that compounds over time, like interest on savings at a bank. Plus, I really wanted to tell you that joke. So what's the lesson here? Well, for me, it's always been about setting a goal and then reverse engineering the expected amount of activity and effort required to meet that goal, and then blocking or scheduling the time to get the work done. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And if you do it piecemeal, you'll never do enough as you sacrifice all the time savings of observing a systematic and therefore swifter approach to each individual component of the plan. So, as you know, if you listen to the podcast, I am a student of the Stoics. And so, of course, I've got a couple of cracking quotes to finish up on here to address the issues that I've been talking about today. First, on the subject of just doing the work, Marcus Aurelius said, "At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work as a human being. What do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for, the things I was brought into this world to do? Or is this what I was created for, to huddle under the blankets and stay warm?" And secondly, on the subject of procrastination, which is our sworn enemy, Seneca said this, "Putting things off is the biggest waste of life. It snatches away each day as it comes and denies us the present by promising the future. The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. You're arranging what lies in fortune's control and abandoning what lies in yours. What are you looking at? To what goal are you straining? The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately." That's it from me, Marcus Edwards, recruiting trailblazers. Cheers for now. Bye.